This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This is Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30. And we said that it is a Makki Surah, talking about different subjects that are related to believing in Allah Jalla wa Ala and His Messenger and the other articles of faith. And we said in the beginning that Allah Jalla wa Ala said that the Romans will be defeated, or the Romans were defeated, غُلِبَتُ الرُّومِ. And وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. And they will defeat. After they were defeated, they will defeat. And we said it is the only surah that Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned Ar-Rum, the Romans. And if we go for the opinion that establishes a link between the name of the surah and the contents of the surah, which is the opinion of some scholars, then whenever we mention Ar-Rum, what do we remember? We remember a number of things: power, strength, number. Yes, and we also remember that at one point, because of their power and strength, they have dominated most of the land. Yes, and they were victorious over many other nations. So we remember all of these things. And we see that in this surah, Allah Jalla wa Ala is talking about number, al-khalq. And He is talking also about His power, that He is the only one who creates. هو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده. Yes, and we see that in this surah Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned creation number of times. ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. ومن آياته أن خلقكم من أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. Yes, and so on. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, so He attributed this quality to Him, Jalla wa Ala. And Allah Jalla wa Ala said, power belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala, and He is the one who gives victory, and He is the one who can defeat any nation, irrespective of their power, irrespective of their strength, irrespective of their number. And that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned victory in this surah number of times, in the beginning and in the middle of the surah. And after this journey, Allah Jalla wa Ala towards the end of the surah mentioned the number of important principles about this creation and about the main principle that governs this creation. That if no matter any ummah, any nation, was strong or is strong, those people who are strong, in fact, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, they know nothing except the appearance of this worldly life. And they don't know what is beneficial for them. They don't know the reality of this life. That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned this principle again. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Fasad, corruption, mischief, and so on. It became apparent, yes, and dominant, and even prevalent on this earth. Why? Because of what people earned. بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Why? Because Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted to punish them. Why? Because they have left His commandments, and Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to punish them with what they think that there is khair in it. Yes, and this is a very, very important principle, and I will elaborate on it. Yes, a very, very important principle that we need to be aware of, my dear brothers and sisters. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala, towards the end of this surah, He mentioned, subhanAllah, amazing. The Qur'an is so amazing. And wallahi, once you become attached to the Qur'an, when you leave the Qur'an, yeah, for, not for, يعني, a week, or if you leave it for maybe maybe just one day from the morning until the evening. You will miss it. You will miss it. And my dear brothers, we need to make tarbiyah for ourselves that we become intimate with the Quran. We become intimate with Allah Jalla wa Ala through His Kalam. Because the Kalam represents Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Kalam came from Allah Jalla wa Ala. And the real love happens when the person feels that he's intimate with Allah Jalla wa Ala, that he misses Allah Jalla wa Ala, that whenever he doesn't remember, he doesn't think of Allah Jalla wa Ala, he feels sorry that he is not thinking about his Lord. And the best thing, wallahi, my dear brothers, wallahi, 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 and it is not good for the person to make an oath, but in important and serious matters like this, yeah, it is good to make an oath. Wallahi, 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 you will not find like the Quran as a reconcile for your heart, for the happiness of your life, for the happiness of the tranquility of yourself, the tranquility of your nafs, the tranquility of your mind. Wallahi, you will never find the Quran other than the Quran or something like the Quran. And if you, my dear brothers and sisters, if you find that you find the real tranquility and happiness with something other than the Quran, you should know that your heart have an illness or maybe many illnesses, and you need to rectify that. You need to rectify that. Okay? Subhanallah. By the end of the surah, Allah Jalla wa Ala established this principle in another way, in another amazing way. Allah Jalla wa Ala said, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'f, thumma ja'ala min ba'di da'fin quwwa, thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin da'fan wa shayba, yakhluqu ma yasha'. Again, to confirm that power belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala and nothing but Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala created you from weakness, and then He turned the weakness to what? Strength. And He is the only one who turns this strength into weakness. Allah Jalla wa Ala, He creates anything whenever He wants, whatever He wants. No one can challenge Allah Jalla wa Ala. No one can even question Allah Jalla wa Ala. And hence, yes, real power comes from Allah Jalla wa Ala. Real power belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this means that what? This means that the person, the believer, has to have full tranquility and full submission that Haqq will prevail. And whatever he is on is the truth. And he also once the person feels that he is accompanied by the most powerful one in this universe, Allahu Rabbil Alameen, this person will feel none. This person will fear none. Yes, and this is the power that the Quran gives to the person. And as far as this ummah is connected with the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala, this ummah will never be defeated. As far as this ummah will remain connected to the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala, this ummah will not be defeated, and this ummah will defeat other nations who are not connected to the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Full stop. There is no argument about this. Anyway, this Quran that we are talking about, yes, Allah Jalla wa Ala said in the last ayah, or the ayah before the last ayah, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُبْطِلُونَ كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ فَاصْبِرْ. Remain firm. Have sabr. Why? Again, subhanallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala said, because إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌ فَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Remain firm. The wa'd of Allah Jalla wa'ala is haqq, is the truth. It will never fail. Allah will never fail His haqq. And this is exactly, the same meaning that was mentioned in the beginning of this surah, when Allah Jalla wa'ala says, يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَ. This is the promise of Allah Jalla Ala, and Allah will never fail His what? His promise Jalla Ala. Let us go through the surah verse by verse, as I said. We mentioned the beginning, in the beginning, the tafsir of Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibat al-Rum, the Rum where the Romans were defeated by the Persians. And we said that Allah Jalla wa'ala did not want to mention the Persians for maybe whatever reason. Fi adna al-ard, in the nearest land to you. I read today when I was again revising that one of the scholars said that in this there is an indication that all believers, one time you will meet the Romans in the same place they met the Persians and they were defeated by the Romans, and one time you will meet them in that place and you will defeat them as well. Okay? And that happened when Muslims met the Romans in the battle of Al-Yarmouk. And they were defeated, and once the Romans were defeated in Al-Yarmouk, the Romans, that was the end of the Roman Empire. Although they remained in power in some small countries, but not the Roman Empire. Anyway, Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ, after they have been defeated by the Persians, they will defeat. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِضْعِ سِنِينَ, in a matter of a few years, between 3 and 9 years, in a matter of a period between 3 and 9 years. And we mentioned that there were a number of narrations about these verses, that the mushriks said to the Muslims, that look, our companions and our friends who are the magians, the fire worshippers, they defeated your friends who are similar to you, worshipping Allah. They defeated them. Then the Muslims were annoyed because of this, because, you know, the Romans, at least they are among the people of the book, and they claim that they worship Allah Jalla Ala, and they also follow in general a book that was revealed from Allah Jalla Ala. So they were annoyed because of this. And we said that they went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those ayat were revealed. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq went to the mushriks and he said to them, no, by Allah, the Romans will defeat the Persians again. And then they had a bet and over number of camels. And then there were narrations that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said this will happen in 6 years. And then he went back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you should increase this. You should say at least 7 years. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq changed his mind, went to Al-Walid, and he told him that let us make it 7 years. They agreed anyway, and they increased the betting price. And then on the Battle of Al-Hudaybah, according to many Mufassirin, or in the Battle of Badr, the Romans defeated the Persians again, or the Romans defeated the Persians. Then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq sent to Al-Walid, he was to the heirs of Al-Walid, that okay, we had this bet, and look, this what happened, and what the Quran mentioned happened. In one narrations, many mushriks, when they heard this, they accepted Islam, because they knew that Al-Quran is telling the truth, and it is the book from Allah Jalla Ala, and they had no excuse to deny it. Okay. So inshallah this is clear. Allah Jalla wa'ala said fi bid'i sinin, in a matter, in a period of number of years between 3 and 7, lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'd, to Allah, yes, the decision of the matter before and after these events, before the Persians defeat the Romans, and وَمِنْ بَعْدُ, and after the Romans defeat the Persians, before this and after this, which means that all of the time the matter and the decision lies with Allah Jalla wa'ala. The decision that lies with Allah Jalla wa'ala. Which decision? لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ. الْأَمْرُ here. الْأَمْرُ. الْأَمْرُ, yes, al here, okay. Either we can say that it is al-ahd, yeah, but this is not very strong, or al-jins, means any amr. any matter, any decision belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala and nothing but Allah Jalla wa Ala. He is the one who decides on this, or who decides in this universe. No one can decide except Him Jalla wa Ala. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَيَوْمَ إِذِنْ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and on that day the believers will be happy. What is وَيَوْمَ إِذِنْ, on that day? Some scholars said, well, that on that day when the Romans defeat the Persians, believers will be happy. Will be happy because Allah Jalla wa Ala said this. Also, they will be happy because the Romans are closer to the believers from the Persians, because they are among the people of the book. So they will be happy. Also, they will be happy because the mushrikeen will be also defeated. Yes, will be defeated in the betting or what in the challenge they had with the believers. This is one interpretation. Another interpretation is وَيَوْمَ إِذِنْ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It refers to when Allah Jalla wa'ala said وَلِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ, the decision belongs to Allah Jalla wa'ala, or the decision of the matter before and after these events is only with Allah Jalla wa'ala. They said this, Allah Jalla Ala is giving an indication that you believers, you will defeat the Romans. And when you defeat them, you will be happy as well. Some scholars said that when Allah Jalla Ala mentioned that the Persians who are not as strong as the Romans, or the Romans who are not strong as the Persians, yeah, they were defeated. Whether we said that the Persians were stronger, as many scholars said, yes, they defeated the Romans, yet they were what? Defeated after that. If we say, as some said, that no, the Romans were stronger than the Persians, but the Romans what? They were defeated as well. Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to say that, as we said, that the subject matter of the surah and what Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned at the end of the surah, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ, that no matter any nation was strong, whether the Persians or the Romans, they can what? Fall, and they can be defeated. And who can defeat them? Allah knows. And this is giving a good tidings to the believers that, listen, don't be worried about those Romans or those Persians. Don't think that they are superpower. They will be defeated one time. Yeah? And this is the universal law of Allah Jalla wa Ala, that there will be. Yes? This is one of the universal divine laws, yeah, or the divine universal laws, that no single nation will dominate the whole earth and will be victorious all the time. They will be defeated one time, no matter how strong they were, and Allah Jalla wa Ala knows when. And they said that, look, the Roman Empire was one of the long-lasting empires and one of the strongest empires. It was defeated and vanished. Same thing with the Persians. And we mentioned that the Persians vanished completely. Yes, after their king tore the letter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were defeated. Where are they now? They disappeared. Also, the Islamic Empire. The Islamic Empire, the Abbasi Empire, they were defeated. They were defeated. When they left the commandments of Allah Jalla wa Ala, they were defeated. But the Muslims managed to re-establish themselves in the Ottoman Empire, and the Ottoman Empire continued in power for how many years? Huh? Anyone knows? 625 years. The Ottoman Empire remained in power for 625 years. Mm-hmm. Subhanallah. And they were also defeated when they left the commandments of Allah Jalla wa'ala. One person told me that, look, the time of the rightly guided Khalifas continued almost for 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. And they were the Islamic Caliphate collapsed. And this shows that it cannot even continue. I said, who said so? We have the period of the rightly guided Khalifas. Yes, and it ended on year 40, but it doesn't mean that the Islamic Empire came to an end. It is true that they were replaced by another form of governance, not the best, but it was still what? Islamic. And it continued, the Umayyad period continued until 132. And it was replaced by other governors. It doesn't mean that the Islamic Empire, fell down or fell. It became weak in the third and the fourth, by the end of the third Hijra century and the beginning of the fourth Hijra century. It became weak. It was an empire and one of the main superpowers in the world. And the Islamic Empire was demolished in 656, as we said, which by the Mughals, which means that it continued in power for 650 years. Yeah? Now, the Islamic Empire in the beginning continued for 650 years, and then for 50 years there was no Islamic Empire until the Ottomans managed to establish the Islamic Empire. Then it became the Khilafah, yes, and it remained in power for 600 years or 625 years or even more if we consider the Gregorian versus the Hijra calendar, more than that, which subhanAllah gives glad tidings that, yes, when the Islamic Caliphate comes back, inshallah, the minimum it can continue is for 600 plus years. I don't know whether I will be jailed because of this or not. Anyway, طيب. So this is يعني some historical events, and inshallah, looking forward for the future. As we said, that Allah Jalla wa'ala confirmed that the decision belonged to Him Jalla wa'ala. Yes, no one can decide beside Allah Jalla wa'ala. He is the only one to decide Jalla wa'ala. Then, as we said, Allah Jalla wa'ala said, وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ, and on that, yes, either when the Romans will defeat the Persians or when the Muslims, defeat the Romans, believers will be happy. بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, they will be happy. Why? Because of the Nasr, the victory of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Either the victory that Allah Jalla wa'ala gave the Romans or the victory that Allah Jalla wa'ala has given them. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala established a very important rule, a universal rule. Yes, a universal divine rule that يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. There are many verses in the Quran that confirm that Nasr belongs to who? Allah Jalla wa'ala. طيب. Allah Jalla wa'ala, for example, said, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you, no, the other ayah. اللهم صلي على محمد. The other ayah. اللهم صلي على محمد. That Nasr comes from Allah Jalla wa'ala. طيب, I will remember it, inshallah. The Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala said, victory is something that Allah Jalla wa'ala kept for himself. No one decides victory except him, Jalla wa'ala. Yeah? That's why you will find powerful nations, yeah, might be defeated easily. Or in some battles, we see that Muslims were few in number and their enemies are huge in number, and yet Allah Jalla Ala gives victory to who? To believers. And also there were some other incidents, or there are some incidents that prove that power, strength, number does not what? Confirm victory. Yes? And maybe sometimes because of a small reason, victory is given to the weakest nation. This has happened, and this was confirmed in a number of historical events. Allah Jalla wa Ala gives victory to whom He wills. Okay. Also, as many Mufassirin said, that Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Aqiba belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. So Allah Jalla wa Ala will give the righteous people at the end of the day victory in the dunya and victory in the akhirah as well. Yeah, not in the akhirah only, but victory in the dunya. This means, my dear brothers and sisters, that even if we, as a Muslim ummah, these days, if we are weak, if we are disunited, if we are defeated, whatever our situation is, if we go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala and we fulfill this condition that Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. The other ayah that I'll forget, sorry. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Nasr, except Nasr comes from who? From Allah Jalla wa'ala. And this ayah, وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, I don't know who. Anyway, وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This ayah has the hasr form. يعني Nasr comes only from Allah, not from anyone. Yeah? If that is the situation, then Muslims should always have hope and trust that if they go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala, if they give victory to the deen of Allah Jalla wa Ala by following Allah Jalla wa Ala, by following the commandments of Allah Jalla wa Ala, the commandments of Islam, Allah Jalla wa Ala will bestow His victory upon them. And Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned in Surah what? Al-Anfal as well. Yeah? Bala in tasbiru wa tattaqu, the other ayah, يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ أَلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Allah Jalla wa Ala will aid you with what? With angels to fight with you. In the battle of Al-Yarmouk, when Muslims defeated the Romans, Muslims were how many in number? 12,000. No, 12,000. Yeah, 12,000 only. The Romans, the least, yes, the minimum number was mentioned in the book, in the books of history. The minimum figure that was mentioned is how much? No, 75,000. This is the minimum number. Yeah? And many historians said that the Romans were how many? 200,000. Okay? If we take this figure that the Romans were 200,000 and the Muslims were 12,000, no one can believe that this has happened. Okay? Forget, maybe the number was wrong, 200,000, or maybe there is an exaggeration. Let us take the smallest number, which is what? 75,000. 75,000 means each one of the Muslims will meet how many from the Romans? Yeah? Seven. Okay? Around seven people. Now tell me how on earth one can defeat seven, or 12,000 can defeat 75. And they were mentioned that most of the army of the Romans were what? Were killed. Subhanallah al-Azim. Yes? How on earth can this happen? It is with what? With the power of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yes? And وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. There is nothing that overpowers Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yeah? But we need to give victory to the deen of Allah Jalla wa Ala. We need to be confident. We need to be to have trust in Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will give Muslims victory no matter how weak physically they were. As Allah Jalla wa Ala said in Surah Ali Imran, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Yes, if don't be weakened, yes, don't be saddened, don't grieve. Why? إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ, if a calamity befallen you, then you should know that previous nations have been afflicted by so many calamities and tests. فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. Not even your enemies have been afflicted with what? With defeats. And these are the days. Yeah? نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We alternate between them. One time the Persians were victorious, another time they were defeated. The Romans defeated the Persians defeated the Romans. Muslims will come and will defeat both of them. And Muslims, if they go away from the deen of Allah Jalla wa Ala, they will also be defeated. This is the law. This is the universal law that Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed or established in His creation. Okay, ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم. Aha, subhanallah. ينصر من يشاء, Allah Jalla wa Ala gives victory to whom He wills. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala concluded this ayah by saying what? Aha, وهو العزيز الرحيم. He is what? Aziz what? Might or all might. And after might and after victory, what should come? No. After might and victory, what? Something related to this. Something related to power, to strength. Something related to punishment. But Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And this is what? One of the very few places when Allah Jalla wa Ala combined between both names, the Rahma and the Izzah. And He is the most merciful. Why is this? Because Nasr, victory, yes, in the dunya is not necessarily what? Rahma. And being defeated, it doesn't necessarily mean that those who were defeated are what? Punished. No. They might be defeated in order for them to learn number of lessons to prepare them for a better victory. And this is, subhanAllah, what happens always. And my dear brothers and sisters, if we look at the battles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand from the chronological order of the battles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah Jalla wa Ala established a universal law that in the beginning Allah Jalla wa Ala gives Muslims victory in order to give them a boost. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala gives them what? A defeat in order to what? So they don't rely on their power, and they always put they always think of the defeat, and they always consider a possibility of defeat. So they need to continue working hard, because otherwise they become arrogant, and arrogance is something that Allah Jalla wa Ala does not like. So Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them victory in what? In the battle of Badr, which is the main battle in Al-Islam. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them a defeat in what? In the battle of Uhud. Be careful, believers. Be careful. You will be defeated. Then after that, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them what? Many victories. Victory after another. Yes, the battle of Al-Khaybar and then Bani Qurayza and so on, until Allah Jalla wa Ala what? Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them the main victory, which is what? The conquer of Mecca. And then after that major victory that Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them another defeat to teach them a lesson, which is what? The defeat of Hunayn. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. They were what? They were proud of their number, yes? And they used to say, oh, we will never be defeated because we are big in number. Allah Jalla wa Ala said, because you أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, you boasted over your number and you were overconfident because of your number, Allah Jalla wa Ala caused this defeat. So be careful. Nasr comes from Allah Jalla wa Ala only. Be careful. And these, subhanAllah, are very, very important lessons for us, my dear brothers and sisters. So Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. SubhanAllah. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ, this is the promise of Allah Jalla wa Ala. طيب. لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. Allah Jalla wa Ala will never fail his promise. Or Allah Jalla wa Ala will never change his promise. Yeah, maybe change, yeah, is better translation than fail. Okay, I don't know what translation you have. لا يخلف means لا, he doesn't change. وعده. Yeah, but most of the people know nothing, or most of the people know not. Yes, ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Most of the people, they don't know. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, Allah Jalla wa Ala confirmed that most of the people, they don't know. This ayah, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, may give an indication that most of the people, yes, might not follow the truth. In general, there might be some times where most of the people turn to Islam. But in general, most of the people, what? Most of the people, they don't turn to Islam. Yes? And this is yani even confirmed when the Prophet ﷺ was describing the people of the fire of hell and the people of Jannah, and the number of people of Jannah compared to the people of the fire of hell. أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And here, by the way, be careful. Allah Jalla wa Ala did not say, but most of the believers know nothing. No. Most of the believers are on the haqq. Yes? This is a misconception, by the way. The number, yes, is a sign for haqq with believers only. But the number between believers and non-believers does not mean that this is the truth. Yes? When most of the believers decide something, then it is al-haqq. Yes? But when most of the people decide something, no, not necessarily it is al-haqq. It is likely that it is the opposite. Is it clear, my dear brothers? Many people confuse between both of them. When they say that al-haqq, al-haqq la yu'raf bil-kathra. Haqq is not known by number. Yeah, this is a well-known يعني, Salafi statement. طيب? It is not true. It is not a Salafi statement. It is a wrong understanding of يعني, what the Salaf is about. No. The true statement that the number is a sign for what? Is a sign for what? For the truth with what? With believers. So if most of the believers were on something, then this is what? This is definitely the truth. Yeah? When we say most of them, يعني the overwhelming majority. Why is this? Why is this? The Prophet ﷺ said what? My ummah will never what? Unite on misguidance. Yeah? My ummah will never unite on misguidance. Allah Jalla wa Ala also commanded the believers what? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Follow the path of the believers. which means the majority of them, which means that the majority of believers will never go misguided or will never be misguided. And this is confirmed in number of verses of the Quran anyway. Okay, so وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Most of the people know not. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, yes, look at this. يعني this expression. أكثر الناس, they know not. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, no, they know what? The apparent of this life. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Which means that knowing the appearance or the appearance or the appearance, yes, of this life, of this dunya, does not mean that they know the reality of this dunya. Because Allah Jalla Ala said they know not, they don't know, but they know what? The appearance, yes, of this life. And this knowledge is not the real knowledge. Yes, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Okay, they know only the outside appearance of this life of the world. Yeah, they know the outside appearance of this world. And with regards to the Akhirah, they are. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ. Means they are the only one who are what? Heedless. And this ayah, we will conclude by this ayah, inshallah. This ayah confirms number of universal divine laws as well. That no matter how much you know of the dunya, if this knowledge is not based on the divine laws, then this knowledge, listen to this, my brothers and sisters, this knowledge is not the real knowledge. It's not only the real knowledge, but it's not the real knowledge, and it is not the beneficial knowledge. It is not the useful knowledge as well. It is not the useful knowledge, not for the Akhirah, but for the Akhirah and what? The dunya as well. Is it clear? Yeah? Some people think that the knowledge of the dunya, like, for example, knowledge of technology, knowledge of medicine, knowledge of science, knowledge of aerospace, etc., etc., it is useful for the dunya. Yeah? But Allah Jalla wa Ala confirms here that it is not useful for the dunya nor the akhirah. Yes? If it is what? If it is divorced or disattached from the knowledge of the akhirah. Is it clear, my dear brothers? Huh? How? How come they find there is يعني science that was discovered by disbelievers and it has nothing to do with the akhirah, and it is useful for people such as medicine? Yes or no? Yeah? Such as technology? Yes or no? Yes? From one angle it is what? It is beneficial. But from many other angles, this kind of technology or this kind of science, because it is divorced from the knowledge of Allah Jalla wa'ala, from submission to Allah Jalla wa'ala, from thinking or believing in the Akhirah, it will turn to be counterproductive. Yes? Or counter useful or beneficial. How? As you can see, my dear brothers and sisters, the most civilized countries that are away from Allah Jalla wa Ala, what is happening to them? They have the biggest number of what? Of people who commit suicide, as a simple example. Yes? They have the largest of people who what? Who consume alcohol and antidepressant tablets and medicine, etc. If this technology brought happiness to them, then they wouldn't need, they wouldn't kill themselves. They wouldn't use this much amount of antidepressant and these kind of drugs. Why are they using it in this volume or in these volumes? Why? Why does this mean that this kind of technology and science brought happiness to them. So it was what? Counterproductive. Did you understand this, my dear brothers? Yeah? Not only that, we have to be confident of this, my dear brothers and sisters. And that's why I gave khutbah a few weeks ago, and I gave it as a result of a question that a brother asked me, that one of the students of teachers, now you don't know whether a student or a teacher because of this prevent strategy, yeah, the teachers even questioning students, yeah, regarding their faith. So one of the teachers asked the student, or one of the students asked his son. He said, you know, those Muslims, yeah, Islam, never bring anything useful to the humanity. Yes? Look, most of these technology inventions and this science and scientific findings, etc., etc., are what? Done by who? Yes? By either atheists or Christians or even Jews. Yeah, Muslims have not contributed anything. And what is the answer? And obviously, the answer that is given by many Muslims is what? They give historical answers that, look, in the beginning, in the first Hijra century, the second Hijra century, who discovered this, who discovered algorithm, who discovered, and so on. They might say, okay, fair enough. And then for the last 100 years, all what Muslims brought to humanity is what? Killing, bloodshed, etc., etc. Okay? This is not true, because if you compare the number of people killed by the Western civilization, far exceeds the number of Muslims killed by what? By Muslims. This is a fact. Yeah? The number of people who are killed in Vietnam only, yeah, still has not been matched. If we say even the minimum number, which is 1 million. And some historians said 4 million were killed by the Vietnamese, by the Americans. 4 million Vietnamese were killed by the American. Yeah? So this is not true that Muslims just brought bloodshed, etc. This is, first of all, is not true. However, what can Islam contribute, yes, to the humanity? And I said, forget about what many people said, we have found this, and 101 or 1001 inventions, Islamic inventions, and that clock and these things. These are, very, very humble inventions. What is our main contribution to the humanity, and what will be our main contribution to the humanity? Yes? Until the end of this life. What it is? Huh? No, not morals. Just to know Allah Jalla wa'ala. Knowing Allah Jalla wa'ala and submission to Allah Jalla wa'ala, yes, it is the main contribution that all the humanity need. No one can live without submission to Allah Jalla wa'ala. And no one can live happily. No one can live peacefully. No one can really enjoy the taste of this life without Allah Jalla wa'ala. So, as I said, I said to him, you should say, you brought the treatment of the physical body. Whatever you do to treat the physical body, as far as you don't treat the spiritual part of the human being, if the word spiritual is correct, if you do not treat the spiritual inner side of the human being, the physical body will never, never be treated. Is it clear, my dear brothers and sisters? So this is the biggest contribution. Why do we belittle that? Why we became worshippers of material? That material is everything in our life. No. And that's why now, even many Westerners who lived in the most civilized places or countries, they are looking to go for, to stay long time in the nature, because they felt that they had enough with this technology that divorced them from the world, the nature. And the nature is nothing but the creation of Allah Jalla wa'ala, and they want to be disattached from the artificial world that was created by the human beings, by the creation themselves. So this is clear that whatever you know, this is, you know, that's just the outside appearance of this life if you divorce this knowledge from the knowledge of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Lastly, about this, subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters, if you look at any legal system that is far away from the laws of Allah Jalla wa'ala, you will see that this legal system is bringing nothing but more corruption, more facade, more mischief, more injustice, more kind of stress for its people. Sometimes the legal system that is away from the law of Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to fix a problem, they fix the problem, and the fix brings 2 or 10 other problems. And then they need to fix the other 10 problems, and each fix for each of those problems brings 10 more problems for that fix. And the circle is going on and on and on. You live sometimes, yes, when you check the legal system, yes, in any country that does not rule by the law of Allah Jalla wa'ala, you will see that it is too much complicated. And because it is too much complicated, people become so stressed of the debt, so stressed of the paperwork, so stressed by the legal actions that might be taken against them, and so on, so on, so on. Why? Subhanallah, the legal system should bring peace to people, should bring happiness to people, and unfortunately, because it is away from Allah Jalla wa'ala, it is counterproductive. It is counterproductive. Subhanallah. That's why, and I will conclude, my dear brothers and sisters, the entire humanity needs us as Muslims. They don't need us as just a human being, or as Muslims by name, or as British Muslims, yeah, who abandoned their Islam. They need us as Muslims who follow Islam, who follow the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala, because that deen, that system will bring light to the entire humanity. That's why they need us as Muslims. They need the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala, and we are the barriers of the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala. We are the couriers of the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to give us, yes, to enlighten us by his deen. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to grant us this honor to be the bearers of the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to make us those who bring happiness and enlightenment to the entire humanity. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. If you have questions, maybe we can take 2 or 3 questions. Go ahead. No questions from the sisters? Yes. Nasr, yeah, means victory. Sometimes it means help. Yeah. Yes. Sir. Yes, but we said that there are 2 views. One view that says the victory of the Romans happened in Al-Hudaybiyah, and the other view says that the victory of the Romans happened in the battle, or during the battle of Badr. Yeah. Yes.
When you mentioned the majority of the Ummah, is it majority of the scholars, Ummah of scholars, or majority of the Ummah is just general Muslims?
Majority of believers, but he said majority of the scholars of the believers, or majority of the normal people. Why do you want to create this distinction? Allah, just leave it. Yeah, open majority of Muslims. Normally, Muslims belong to their scholars. صح? Agree? طيب. Yes. Yes, Sheikh.
You know a room in the surah? A room in the surah?
Yeah.
Exactly, who are they? You have like the Byzantines,
yeah.
the Eastern Roman Empire.
Yeah.
And they were separate to the
Western one.
The Western Roman yeah. Empire.
Yeah.
What does it mean, Rome as in right to this day, the West?
Wallahi, it seems that it was referring to the Eastern, yes, of the Byzantine, because they were at that time the superpower. Yeah, but yani, I think I'm not quite sure who said no. It is just general, and غلبت الروم. Even if it refers to the Eastern Romans, yeah, the Byzantine, still, yeah. They are the representatives of the Romans. Yeah? Because they were defeated by not Romans as well. They were defeated by different religion. By the opposite superpower, which is the Persians.
You know, in some of the Ashrat al-Sa'ah, the signs of the hour, there's some description of Romans again.
Yeah, there are a few ahadith. One of the ahadith, لا تقوم الساعة إلا والروم أكثر الناس. Yeah, the ساعة will not, يعني occur except the Romans are most of the people. What does it mean and what is the application of it? الله أعلم. Yeah, but I think Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, خمس من أشراط الساعة قد مضت. Five of the signs of the hour, came. The Dukhan is one of them. The Dukhan. We mentioned Surah Al-Dukhan. And the other one is Ar-Rum, which refers to the defeat of the Rum. So, and as you know, that the Prophet ﷺ said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَ كَهَتَيْنَ. I was sent along with the hour like this. So some scholars means very close or refers to this. So maybe this defeat, yeah, this defeat, that it is the end of the period of the Romans when they were most of the people. Because the time in the sight of Allah Jalla wa'ala, yes, inna yawman inda rabbika ka'alfi sana mimma ta'uddu. So between the defeat of the Romans and the sa'a, yeah, maybe 2 days or 3 days from what? The days of Allah, which is what? Is a short period of time. That is possible. Yeah.
In
suratain. Yeah, in Surah Ali Imran and in Surah Anfal. طيب ومن نصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم ومن نصر إلا من عند الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. صح. It is 2 ayah. Yeah. Is Al Imran and Al Anfal? Can you confirm it, please? Ali, وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. This is the Anfal. Yeah, yeah. So, two ayahs, two verses, one in Ali Imran and one in Al Anfal. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. The Ali Imran one. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ is the Anfal one. Yeah. طيب. Yes, last question. No questions from the sisters? Allah يهديك. Yes, أخي.
You took the Battle of Hunayn. Was that a victory or a defeat for the Muslims?
يعني Muslims were defeated. Yeah, but at least in the beginning. Yeah, maybe. I agree with you. Even like the Battle of Badr. The Battle of Uhud. Yeah, in the beginning there was a defeat. And then when Abu Sufyan pulled out, yeah, some historian said that it was a victory at the end of the day. Yeah, it can be. Yes, I agree. Yani Hunayn in the beginning, they were defeated, but then they went back when those ayat were revealed, and then Muslims يعني, gathered themselves, galvanized themselves, yeah, around the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yeah. Okay. طيب. جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.